In the summer of 1964, Bhagwan inaugurated his ashram in Bengaluru and picked Mr. Ramabrahmam, an extremely committed devotee, to manage its affairs. Many years later, when the marriage of Ramabrahmam's granddaughter was fixed, he offered the wedding invitation to Bhagwan, but did not pray for permission to travel to Guntur for the function, even though he loved the grandchild. However, Swami himself said, "You can go and attend the wedding." It was still a fortnight away. 15 days passed, but Swami did not talk about it again. It would take at least 2 days for Ramabrahmam to reach Guntur. Since Swami was silent, Ramabrahmam too kept quiet. On the day of the marriage, Swami suddenly looked at Ramabrahmam and said, "Hey Ramabrahmam, you didn't go for the marriage?" With utter humility, he replied, "Swami, I thought it is not your will that I travel. Else, you would have definitely asked me to go." Bhagwan was so pleased that he immediately caressed his cheek and with great love patted his shoulder and said, "Good boy." Mr. Ramabrahmam was actually 75 years old then. Swami then looked at all the people around and said, "This is the sign of a true devotee. When the master commands, a true devotee just obeys, does not analyze with his limited mind." When an elderly devotee had a swollen and painful leg, Swami said, "No need to go to a doctor. Apply lukewarm starch water of rice on your leg." He did that and was healed instantly. When another person tried the same remedy, his condition actually worsened. In the Shirdi avatar, when a devotee was suffering from diarrhea, Baba told him to eat groundnuts, which actually would aggravate the illness. But he was cured. What works is not the prescription, but the Guru's instruction. The path to our deliverance is implicit obedience. It can wipe out mountains of karma. This is the best aradhana we can make to our Sadguru, Sri Satya Sai.